Okay, we started the sugya of Otzitz. Otzitz shalecha zizrav shalacher, mocha bal otzitz lebal azroim, kibishem asha akana. The otzitz is metalphalim, you're kind of metalphalim in the shicha. Mocha bal hazroim lebal otzitz, lekana shiachat bizroim, zroim are, at least in otzitz nok of zroim are karka. Karka needs a kinyan, Mashiach is not good enough. Karka needs a kinyan of Chazaka, like all kinyani karka. And yesterday I mentioned to you the Nesivus' Kasha. If Yeshua had said that an Eved is nikneh b'Mashiach, even though Avadim Ahukshu l'karkais, why is it that an Eved is nikneh b'Mashiach? So to explain why Eved is nikneh b'Mashiach, though it's Ahukshu l'karkais, there are a number of mahalchim that we had in Kiddushin Daf Chav Beis. The Yeshua's mahalach was that Mashiach be'etzem would be a good kinyan even by karka. Mashiach could be kind of karka. There's no metzius because he can't pull a piece of karka, so it lacks in the metzius of a kinyan of Mashiach by karka. But the etzem in the lamdas ha'inyan, it's shayach Mashiach by karka. So when they look at Eved, which is Sukkah Shalakarka, there's a kinyan Mashiach. That was the Pnei Yeshua's Mahalach. And the Nesivis asked on that. Nesivus is a kuf tzadik vav sukkah nalef. Nesivus asks that the tref from Agamara. So Agamara is an otzitz nokuf, which is a din of karka. And afal pi kein, so there, and since it's an otzitz of a tshayach, a metzias of Mashiach, you could pull it. And afal pi kein, the Gemara says, klar, Mashiach is not kaina. Miki and chazaka. So fret the Nesivus, he says it's a pircha of the Pnei Yeshua's mahalach. We see now like this mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua, and that be'etzem it's not shayach a kinyan karka on a kinyan mashiach on karka. That's his kash. So I saw Teretz, I saw it in the Chidusha of Shmuel. It's also quoted from B'Shem D'Chazay Nish in the Siman Kuf Mem Ches. And I'm told that in Masechtas Kedushin we said the same parrots in the name of the Devar Avram. All three have the same mahalach to answer the Nesivus' Kasha on the Pnei Yeshua. They say, what's Mashiach? Mashiach is that you pull something. You have to pull the entire thing. Whatever it is that you're pulling, you have to pull the whole thing. Let's say I have a branch that's attached to a tree. So is it shayach to be kind of the branch with kinyan Mashiach? Even though it's a branch that I could pull, it's a long branch, I could pull one end of the branch. Afal pi kein, Mashiach doesn't work. Because I'm not pulling the whole branch. The branch ultimately ends up in the tree, which ends up in the ground, and I'm not pulling the whole tree, I'm not pulling the ground. So Mashiach on one end of something is not a Mashiach. It's missing in the Metzius of a Mashiach. A Mashiach is, you pull the whole thing. If you pull something that's just one end of something, even though that end could move, it's Pashat, that's not a Mashiach. The Mela, so they say, the same thing is true about Otzitz Nakuf. When an Otzitz Nakuf is on the ground, we asked that Shaykh Mashiach, you could pull the flower pot, drag it along the ground, it will still be on the ground, just drag it. It's taka true, you could pull the otzitz stock, if you could pull the part of the karka that's in the flower pot. But in lomdis, that's connected to the ground. That's as much connected to the ground as the branch is connected to the tree to the ground. So, since Be'enei HaHalacha, we look at what's in the otzitz as being part of the ground, so pulling the otzitz, the issue is right. It's not shaykh mitzias of Mashiach on karka. You could be meishach some of the earth on top of the ground, but that's not being meishach the karka. The karka is the earth that's yerid data time, that it's the earth that's part of the globe of the world. And just because part of the earth is in an opposite, that's not going to change anything. It's still connected to the ground. Calls the man, you don't pick it up off the ground, it's considered connected to the ground. So if Yeshua said, it's not Shaykh HaMetzius of Mashiach. He's right. Even on the Otzitz, it's not Shaykh HaMetzius of Mashiach. Because even if I pull the Otzitz, I'm not pulling the whole karka. Because that's connected to the karka of the ground. And therefore, the taste of Mashiach, the Be'ini HaLoch, that's not called a Mashiach. This is the Teretz that says in these three places, Rav Shmuel, Chazanish, and the Dvar Avraham. Now, this Teretz is going to have ramifications today in some other discussions that we're going to have, and we'll see why in a minute. Okay, but this is their Teretz. This is how they defend the Pnei Yeshua from the Sivus of Kash.
You said that it has the mountain of the entire life. Why shouldn't that be a pass?
Even if Evan has a thin karka, he's not yoinik from the ground. He's not attached to the ground. If you have a house, well, if the house is a trailer, then it's a keli. If the house is built into the ground, so if I think of it, there's no way of doing a mashicha. So it, you won't have a hechitimtza in the case of a house. A house type doesn't grow from the ground.
A house, you're right,
a house that's not built into the ground is a keli, and you could take it to keli mishicha. If you have a trailer, then nachinami. You have a bungalow built on the ground, you got to put a couple of guys together and you push the whole bungalow. So b'shach mishicha, they'll have it in keli. So it's really only carcass, really only something that's yoinik from the ground or attached to the ground or whatever.
So what if it's yoinik? You pull the whole thing up, it's not just by a tree, not pulling the whole tree, it's still attached to the ground.
Yeah, but the thing is that by the tree, even if I only want to be kind of the part of the branch which is moving, like I want to be kind of only the part of the branch that's moving. But still, it's not called the Mashiach because I wasn't Mashiach the whole thing. The same thing, if an Otzitz Nakiv in Lomdis, an Otzitz Nakiv is considered to be part of the earth of the globe, so I'm not pulling the whole thing. It's like I go over to a field, I want to be kind of the field, I take a shovel, I move the earth on top of the top layer of earth in the field. I'm not kind of the field. Certainly being yainik. If you leave it on the ground, it's certainly yainik. If you pull it along the ground, it's being yainik. Continue to be yainik. So we had that Clara was that we had a Ramban and Dabzayin, the Ramban and Ritva, I think, that said on Shabbos there'd be no issur if you pull it along the ground. Right? Because just replacing one yainik with another, that was a shmusha. That's right. If you move it from one source of heat to the other. So it's constantly yainik. It's true. There's no problem. I can move it into my chaser, but I can't do a mashicha on it. That's all. Can you mashicha? I can't do. So I'm not moving the whole thing. I'm just moving this layer of earth. I'm not moving the whole earth. Okay, but I still can't do a mashicha. Even if I have a branch of a tree that's attached to my tree, I still can't physically do a mashicha on the branch because part of the branch is mekayma. It's chesaron in being called a mashicha, it's not chesaron in not being a marishas. This is their mahalach. What? Hachnas l'shusai. But you have to be mashicha l'shusai. You have to be hachnas l'shusai. But it didn't know, I didn't move it. I only moved a part of it that's on the top layer. I didn't move the part of it that's on the bottom layer.
You don't need a mishikah.
What?
You don't need a mishikah. You don't need a mishikah.
I do. In order to do a mishikah, I have to move the whole thing. I have to move this whole karka. I can't move the whole thing. It's the same thing as a branch of a tree. I want to move the branch. I don't have the whole thing in my rishos. I didn't do a mishicha of the whole thing into my rishos. The part that it's yainik from that's in the globe of the earth, that wasn't my shikha. In Taisus Otzitz Shel Echad Vizram Shel Acher, Taisus says, Hu adin dava matzila shmi'inan ha'koyel ba'otzitz Vizram Shel Echad, el revusa nakan achim. The Afa gav the Baal Otzitz Kaina Zroim Loikana. Afa Pishay Misaychotzitz Shaloi. What's Taisa saying? That the Chiddush here is that even though you're the Baal Otzitz, you're not Kaina the Zroim, even though they're in your Otzitz. Even though they're Misaychotzitz Shaloi, so Afa Pikain, you're not Kaina the Zroim. But the Baal Zroim is Makne then. And he allows you to do a kinyan. So you want to do a kinyan, Mashiach. So the kinyan Mashiach doesn't work. That's what the Gemara is saying. Okay, Mashiach doesn't work either because Mashiach doesn't work by Karka, or the way we explained the Peshach. So here, the Dvar of Rome brings the Kasha that why aren't you kind of this Rome with a kinyan chatzit? If I'm going to be kind of the Otzitz, and it's in my field. The artist is in my field. So why am I not kind of destroying with my Kenyan Karka? Now it's in my field. So why am I not kind of with Kenyan Karka? Now he may mean, not so clear to me if he means Kenyan Chotzer because it's in my Chotzer, or if he means because there's a rule that Kelev Shel Adam Kainin Lai, versus Kelim are kind of like his Chotzer. It means that I should be kind of with my atzitz, because the atzitz, I'm kind of the atzitz, so I should be kind of this rhyme that are in it. But either way, his kasha is that I should be kind of the this rhyme with the Kenyan karka. If I own the atzitz, and presumably the earth of the atzitz, that all belongs to me, so this rhyme are my keli or my chatzer. So I should be kind of with Kenyan chatzer with the atzitz. So here, Rav Shmuel answers this kasha, and the Brachas Avraham says, brings the Chazaynish and says the same teretz based on the Chazaynish. He says the same thing. That if I look at this Zroim as separate Zroim, it's Taka Kasha. The Zroim are in my pot, it should be kind of with my Keli, my Otz, it should be kind of that. But once we look at an Otz, it's not given Londis. That this Zroim am mechubarim to the karka of the earth under it, it's all like one big piece. The Zroim that are in the pot and the earth under it, it's like one long hemshuch, even though right now it's separate because it's in a flower pot. But in Lamdis, we look at it as one big piece of karka. So you say, therefore, you can't be kind with your atzitz, because it's not all in the atzitz. It's one big item which is half in the atzitz and half in the earth. So Vaita, the same type of teretz that in. To us, it looks like there's something separate in the atzitz. But to Alamdin's eyes, he sees it as being a hemshech of the karka, of the earth under it. So therefore, it's not something which is munach totally in the atzitz. So Mamela, I'm not going to be kind of with the kinyan of the atzitz. If you bury something, I'm kind of. But if you take something which is yours, that's yainik from my field. And now you want to be kind of. I should be kind of it. I can't be kind of it because I'm not doing a kinyan chatzer on the whole thing. And the part that's being yainik, you're taking my atzitz and putting it into my atzitz. You want my atzitz to be kind of. So if you put a treasure into my atzitz, I can be kind of. But if you put something which extends out of the atzitz into the ground, so then I can't be kind of. Reb Chaim on Dav Zayin declares. In the Grach HaLashas, it's a two and a half line piece. Reb Chaim declares, when we talk about things that are in an otzitz, on mechubet to the karka, are we talking only about the zroim, the seeds, the tree, the plant? Are we talking only about that? Or are we talking about the guf hakarka also? What about the earth that's in the flower pot? When we always talk about otzitz, seems there are three sugyas in Gittin Otzitz. We have Dav Zayin, Dav Chav Beis, 15 blot later, and Lamed Zayin, by Prosbul, it talks again briefly about an Otzitz, 15 blot later again. So there are these three sugyas of Otzitz. In each of the sugyas, we could clare, this Shaila Reb Chaim clares, is the earth in the Otzitz also considered Mechubel HaKarka? Are we saying no? The Zroim on the Chover. What's the Svara? Which way is the Svara? The earth is or it's not? Which way needs an explanation, right?
It's not.
Get it?
It's not.
As far as it's not, why not?
Because if it is, then how would Prisbel work if it doesn't have land? So as far as
we
have to say that it's...
So it's right that it is. If they're saying Prisbel works, that means that the earth in the pot is considered earth.
So
that'd be right that it is connected.
So then it
isn't. It's good for Prisbel.
Yeah.
So it's right it is connected. Very good. No? What's the svara of hitzayna? Why make something in a flower pot connected to the ground? It's yainik. So the earth is yainik?
The earth
is a flower pot with nothing planted in it, just a pot of earth. Put it on the ground with a hole in it. You'd say that that's art that's knuckles? Would you look at it that way? See, Maskin was plain earth, it's not mistaver, it's yainik, right? Just once it has seeds in it, so the metzias of the bria is that earth gives its nutrients to plants. So what happens? So the nutrients were moved from the earth into the flower pot, into the plant.
Even when there's no flower there or anything growing there, it still does the same thing if you really use it.
No. So the metzias of bria is that a daimen gives its nutrients to its tzemeach. A daimen doesn't give its nutrients to another daimen. If you have a rock on earth for 1,000 years, it's not going to get any earth in it. It's a rock. The rock will be a rock and the earth will be earth.
You have two flowers that you use and you move flowers in it now. It has no nutrients in it. You leave them on the ground and won't be charged.
I don't think anything happens. The Betzias HaTeva is that it gives to its tzemeach. It doesn't give to a... I don't think it gives to earth.
Another thing that rises from the ground is that if you hang a
the air.
It's not natural, something that rises from the earth.
Something that comes up from the earth.
It's just that if it's only dirt, so there's no
nothing
in it, so it's the dirt.
Alright, so let's not get into the side argument that I have a pot with just plain earth. What happens with seeds? Have a pot with earth and a plant. So now we're all maida that let's say I have a dry earth with a plant in a pot with a hole. I put it on moist earth. So we all masking the metzias is that the lachus, the moisture of the earth, is going to go up into the earth that's in the flower pot. It's going to go up into the plant. Does that make that the earth in the flower pot is also mechubal lekarka? Is that earth considered to be mechubal lekarka too? It's not mechubal lekarka. The earth. And Mistama, it's totally in. What does yainik mean? Yainik, and a plant, yainik means it grows. It grows. So it's yainika. Yainika means it takes something and it changes because of it. Now the earth is not going to change because of it. I have earth doesn't grow. Is that called that it's yainik from the earth underneath? Because it gets, let's say, it gets wet, it gets moist from it. So that's called that it's yainik, that it's part of its mechubal karka. No, it needs a little bit, I'm not sure. Huh? Is that cool, that's mechubal karka, that earth? If I have a flower pot, so we know if I have a flower pot, it's nokuv, if I rip off a leaf on Shabbos, I'm over on Tosh. If I pull out some of the earth, then I'm over on the malach of chayfer, of chayresh. Am I? Reb Chaim Nemzon al Pisvara, that the earth is not considered to be mechubal lekarka. It's only the zroim, kavoshna gemar is zroim, not the earth. That's Reb Chaim Nemzon al Pisvara, and Reb Chaim has a problem. He has a kasha. He says that if I plant a plant in a flower pot that has a hole, and I put it on karka Eretz Yisrael, so we know that what grows is chayav and trumas and maizes. That's the rule of atzit tzedakot. That's a Mishnah in Demai, that if I have a Otzitz Nakov and it grows, whatever grows is considered to be Truma, a Chai B'Truma. So Reb Chaim, he has a kasha on himself, he says, 1 minute, this that's growing in the flower pot is growing Sai from the Eretz Yisrael underneath, and Sai from the earth in the flower pot. The earth in the flower pot is not Machai Truma Semaisris. So what grows should be, like the Gemara calls it, tevel v'chulin muravin zebezeh. It should be a mixture of tevel v'chulin. Because it's growing from the earth in the flower pot and from the earth in the ground. So why is it chayiv and truma semaisus totally? Kilu, it's growing totally from the ground. If it's growing from two earths, it should be like the next sugya where it's growing partly from the earth of Eretz Yisrael, or part of the earth, not Eretz Yisrael, and it's considered to be a mixture of tevel, v'chol, v'rav, and zubazu. So why a flower, flower, a hole? Why is that considered to be yainik? So Chaim has this kash, and he blinds the tzarechian. And in the Afike Yam and the Chushir Bar Yaleib, they say, Elamai, we see Reb Chaim's insight is wrong. They say, Fakert, that the earth that's in the flower pot is considered to be Mechobel HaKarek. It is considered, it's as if you took the earth, you scattered it on the ground of Eretz Yisrael, so now it becomes part of Karek Eretz Yisrael, so now it's Mechobel. This Reb Chaim is this kash on himself. As Reb Chaim says a statement, he says the earth is not considered to be part of the Karek, not Yoinik. And he says, Tzarchiyin, if so, whatever grows in the flower pot on Eretz Yisrael, why is it chayiv and truma mitam v'adai? It should be considered a mixture. Adkan, this is what Reb Chaim writes. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Micha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simin Mem, he doesn't bring the Reb Chaim, but he declares the same shayla, v'negeya halacha l'maisa. How do you have a shayla halacha l'maisa? He says the following. He says, what's the din in Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah? If I want to grow something in flower pots on Shemitah, well, if I have a closed flower pot, push it in a regular flower pot on Shemitah, you can do whatever you want. There's no din Shemitah on flower pots. But what about an otzit snokuf? What happens, I want to grow things in a flower pot, but I want it to grow well, so I make flower pots that have holes, and I put it out on the ground, and now it'll be in it from the ground. Is there a din Shemitah on what grows in the flower pot in the nuts and knuckles? So he says, well, whatever grows will have a din Shemitah, just like Mehilta Strumas or Maestris. Whatever grows in a nuts and knuckles that has a hole into the ground is Chayiv and Trumas or Maestris, considered to grow from the ground. He says, the same thing should be true Shemitah. If I grow things Shemitah, in an Otzit Tznokuf, in Eretz Yisrael, so it should have a din like it grew in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't make a treif, right? It makes it, has din of Shemitah, I have to be mafker it, and I can do schayra with it, but it has din of Shemitah. Zakrib Shlomo Zalman, what about the Isser on Shemitah, besides the din of the Peiris? Is an issa to work with the karka on Shemitah. You're not allowed to plow land on Shemitah. You're not allowed to plant. You're not allowed to water, except what's a davar of it. You're not allowed to fertilize land. So Shlomo Zalman declares this shayla on Shemitah, I'm going to grow things in an otzit tznokuf. It'll have dinei Shemitah. It'll be hefker, whatever it'll be. All the dinim will apply. But l'chayra I can have now an eitzah to be matir, at least planting. I can plant, I can plow, I can fertilize the things, because it's the karka is in an otzitz. So from Shlomo Zalman, this depends on what's basically Reb Chaim Shaila. If you look at the earth in the flower pot as also being mechubal l'karka, you say the earth that's in the flower pot is also yainik from the ground and is considered to be part of the ground, then there should be an iser of avodas hakarka. Then it should have a din of karka as Yisrael, and it should have a din of avodas hakarka, iser avodas hakarka. If, however, you say that the earth is not considered to be yainik, then there's no iser to work with the earth in the flower pot. So this is Reb Shlomo Zalman's klar, and al pi svara. Even though we'll see he doesn't have a maskana la halacha, in Svara he holds like Reb Chaim. He starts that al pi Svara, the earth and a flower pot, it's not yaded from the ground, it's not part of the ground. Should not have a din of ground. The earth, no, I think once you detach, well, let's say it's sort of a matter of first line to avoid the issue. We had the question was, once you detach earth from the Karka of Yisrael, is that still have a din of Karka of Yisrael? Let's say it's up from Florida, like it said by the Stephen. Right.
So if someone came to plant over the
If it's knuckle, you mean? Without a nekev? It's going to die if it doesn't have earth. The earth is the emtsoyis through which the moisture and the minerals are going to travel. Does that mean the earth is yainik? The earth stays the same earth it was before, it just things pass through it. That's
well, now look at the plant, it's part of the ground.
That is no question. The question only is if this earth, which causes the anika, it's just like a highway for the anika. It's a highway through which the anika travels. If, what?
If you don't have the highway, you don't have the plant.
Fine, that doesn't make that. That's part of the gufa karka. It means it's a very usable part of the flower pot. So what? That doesn't mean that the earth is mechubal karka. Because I have a davar talush that's yainik. I have earth, which is the medium through which the minerals are going to go from the ground into the pot. That doesn't mean that the earth is connected to mechubal karka. It may or may not be. No. I'm not disconnecting the plant from the earth. I'm just saying that really everything's in a flower pot. There's a mitzvah that plants take from the ground underneath. So mainly there's a chiddush in Zerayim that Zerayim are considerable cover. But every emtsoyah is that way. So what does that do? Why should that change anything?
Because maybe there's no
hechruch. I don't see a hechruch in Svara that the earth is part of the ground. It depends what the gedarim of the earth being part of the ground are, what those gedarim are. Or whatever the gedarim are, that's what they are. That's clear. What? The earth should be bottled to the plant. It doesn't mean that the earth is, so shouldn't the flower pot be bottled to the plant? The flower pot is also bottled to the plant. But the flower pot is not mechubal karka, but you can do mashiach on the flower pot. So even though you need the flower pot for the plant, but it's a separate entity. So the earth you also need for the plant. That doesn't prove that it's considered mechubal karka. And he grabbed the Rishon writes the second nafkamina. Taka writes, if I want to do a prusbel, I don't have karka. The only karka I have is earth in a flower pot with no plant in it. Just earth in a flower pot with a hole in it, sitting on the ground. Is that good? He says, totally the same shot. Even if it has, well, if it has, then the tree is mechubal karka. So I have a mashu. All you need for principle is a mashu of karka. So if I own the tree is karka. Yeah, I think so. The same thing. Is whatever mechubal karka is karka. A house is karka. A tree is karka.
If you have a construction site,
Avodas HaKarka is Osir only if it's the Dumya to what the Pasuk spells out. Sotcha Lo Sizra, Kavach Lo Sizmar, Kacharish HaBakatsi Tishbais. The Kharish means preparing the ground for growing. Therefore what?
Therefore,
I know, but if it's Mechubal HaKarka, it's included in the Yisr. If it's not Mechubal HaKarka, then it's not. Rav Shlomo Zalman says he has a raya brura to this. He calls a raya brura. I think svara. Well, why should I prejudice you? Let's see. He says he has a raya brura. The raya brura is a chuvas Rashba. The Rashba declares in the dinim of atzit snakuf that the hole have to be in the bottom of the flower pot to be an atzit snakuf, or even if the hole is on the side of the flower pot. Let's say the hole is on the side of the flower pot. Is that also an atzit snakuf, or does the hole have to be at the bottom of the flower pot? That's the Rashba's clear. And the Rashba is paishit. He says, well, even a hole on the side also has yinika. It's also yainik b'mitzias. And therefore, is that the Rashba has a din of atzit snakuf, even if the hole is on the side. So to Rishon Zalman, if you hold that the earth itself is mechubal karka, so what's the clare? I understand if you're looking at the roots, you could clare. The roots are yonic down or the roots are yonic sideways. So if you look at the earth, so this earth What's the difference if the earth is in the bottom of the flower pot? There's some earth which is smack up against the side of the flower pot too. So who cares if it's the bottom of the side? Why should there be any difference? If I'm looking at the earth being mechubel lekarka, so what's the difference if the hole's on the bottom and the hole's on the side? What's the difference? Is earth right there? It's not. So then you declare if the earth is 2 feet off the ground, what's the din? So we already had in Tosis that even if it's lifted up off the ground, it's still considered to be a connection. So on the side, even if it's 2 feet off the ground, it still should be a connection. No? If it's the din of the earth.
The nika
goes up and down, and therefore it doesn't go sideways. Meaning the Havamina, maybe the Rajma's Havamina was that the earth is also not yainik. Could be. Could be. Then it's not a right. What? Seems the Shaila was, do you need the optimum unique of the plant, which is straight down? Or is it good enough unique from the side too? So the Rajma says the unique on the side is adequate on also. It's for some less, but it's adequate. But the earth, so what? Earth. No, earth, it's a better right than earth because by the plant, I understand the plant has more of a shachis to the bottom than to the side. But the earth? The earth on the bottom has a shachis to the bottom, the earth on the side has a shachis to the side. I mean, what's his have? I mean,
either it seems that he had an understanding of what, how Yanika goes, and maybe he's asking, does Yanika up and down or right and left? Does it also go to the side? I could be wrong, but I don't understand.
You say whatever is clear is the guy with the plant, you can have the same clear. Like I said, Rosh Hashanah calls it a Raya Barura. I don't really understand the why it's such a Raya Barura, yes. Well, Rosh Hashanah understands that if you hold the earth, then it's all one thing. It's the earth and the plant together. Then have a nika. If you hold that the earth is mechuber, then it's all one that has a mechuber. It's one thing, one item. That's the problem. Whatever suffix is, mechuber could hold true in whichever way you hold. So I don't understand Klar why he calls it a raya, raya bura, raya. Then Reb Chaim brings then Reb Shlomo Zalman brings a raya from the next line here in the Gemara. Let's see the next case in the Gemara. Let's see another piece of Gemara. Machar Balazra Balazik Lekonshos of Israel. Atzitz Bizraim Shalecha. Umachar Laacher Hilchik Bizraim Kana Atzitz. Zui Shishanin on the Chasim Shein Lamachrayas Niknim in the Chasim Sheish Lamachrayas the Kesef Bishtar B'Chazaka. This is Kinyan Agav. We're not going to go through Hilchik Kinyan Agav. You're all familiar with the Kinyan. Hizik ba'atzitz, af atzitz leikana, at shiazik bizroim. Nikvay ba'aretz, v'noifay b'chutz l'aretz. Here. You have a flower pot, nekev is against the ground, the noif is chutz l'aretz. This case, the ground under it is Eretz Yisrael, and the noif is sticking out the chutz l'aretz. Abaya amar basa, nikvay azlina, and bayis, as you go by the hole, which is diki and nika. Rava amar basa, noif azlina, which is hard. Why should you go bust to the knife more than the karka? We'll have to understand why he says bust the knife asli. But the Gemara adds, Bida Ashrish kuli amalai pligi. What does Bida Ashrish mean? Bida Ashrish means if the roots went through the bottom of the flower pot into the earth underneath the kuli amalai pligi, then there would be no machlaikis. It was Ashrish in the land of Eretz Yisrael. There'd be no machlaikis. Kipligi b'daloy Ashrish. So, Kav Shlomo Zalman, 1 minute. What does it mean b'da Ashrish kuli amalai pligi? What's touch? So, Kav Shlomo Zalman, light me, touch is pashat. The shrashim right now are in the earth in the pot, and the earth in the pot is off of chutzlaret. Not considered rooted. Not considered b'chutzlaret. If the roots go down into Ofer Eretz Yisrael, then there's no shayla. That's a regular plant, and there'll be no machlokes. If you have roots that go into the Karka Eretz Yisrael, there's no shayla. If you're going to hold that the earth and the flower pot is also Karka Eretz Yisrael, so it's always Ashrish. It's always in Karka Eretz Yisrael. If you look at it, that the earth and the flower pot that has the hole is Karka Eretz Yisrael, that itself is considered part of the earth, so what does it mean with the Ashrish? What changed when the roots made their way out of the flower pot? What's the Dafka either? So it's very geschmack. When the roots are in the flower pot, the roots are not in the earth of Eretz Yisrael, so then it's pleading. And when the roots get down into the earth underneath, then my pleading. But if you're going to say that the karka is always part of Eretz Yisrael, so he says, what's the difference? Ashrish lay Ashrish. It's always the same Ashrish. Now this is the way Rav Shlomo Zalman brings it right from here. Yes. The plant is is sitting on the earth. It has a hole in the bottom of the flower pot. It's a regular flower pot with a hole, and it's sitting on the ground. If the roots made their way down through the hole, that's the da'ashish. The hole of the pot. So this is Rav Shlomo Zalman's raya. Again, I don't know that it's a nice raya, but I don't know that it's a proof. Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that the da'ashish, it certainly gets its main yanika from the ground. As opposed to when it's still in a flower pot, where the kayach hayanika, I would assume, is less. Is it that way for Metzius? I don't know. But that's the way I would have learned the Gemara, or not for Shlomo Zalman, but this is the way Shlomo Zalman learned the Gemara. That it's a question of the amount of yanika. But the ashrish, the yanika from the ground, is so much that we simply don't look at the knife. When it's still in a flower pot, it's not going to get yanika from the ground. But how much? Not that much. So then we maybe do vabas a knife. That, I would think, is the
question. The question
that if it has to do unique, then this chat is... let's just finish the Gemara, and I'll bring one last raya. Midashrish loy pligi vatanat shnei ganoi zu al gav zu v'yerek bein tayim remeyoy mishal elyim yudoy mishal kachdoin. So we see that they're taka arguing, but you go basa. So the Gemara has to be king kapir. The tani taima amar remeya man yitza elyoy mitalas afaray ein kan yerek. And Amar Yehuda says man yitza tachdoin lamala says kinos hayofar ein kan yerek. Be nice to try to figure out the lomdus and the machlaikis. Each one is obviously correct. But al kaponim, it's not a dimyan moment. It's not a dimyan to us. But kaki b'dashish loyplegi b'tanya ilam etzasei baris etzasei b'chutz laaretz tevel b'chulim u'ravim zebizeh. The very rabbi. So Rabbi holds that it's yoni from both. Shimon Gamliel leimer hagadol b'chiyuv chayev hagadol b'ptur potim. My lord, it's a snayfe baris. It's a snayfe b'chutz laaretz, and that's the machlokes. So it's gemara like it's a shloshim baris. It's a shloshim b'chutz laaretz. My time of Shimon Gamliel, the mafsik tzumma is a clear hefsik of hot earth and between. My time of the Rebbe, the Hodri Arvi, the Maikim Mifligi, Masav Avira Mavalbu, Masav Ahaylechudekoy, Ahaylechudekoy. Again, we'll be in the middle of this man, it'll be nice to try to figure out, looks like a Machlokes and Metzius, and how the Yanika works, but I'll come upon him, we're not going to spend time on it. Rav Shlomo Zalman does bring one raya against his Shita, one very strong raya. In other words, one raya that the earth is considered mechuber, and the Afikayam brings the same raya, and he considers it a raya mechracha, that this is a proof that the earth is considered to be mechuber, and his raya is from a Mishnah in Uktzin, the second parak of Uktzin. It says that if you have zroim in a flower pot, in the Otzitznokov, and they get wet, they're not mukshul lekabel tumah. You know that food has to get wet to be mukshul lekabel tumah. If you have a vegetable growing in a flower pot, and it gets wet on the flower, in the flower pot, that's not mukshul lekabel tumah. Why not? Pashut, it's mechuber. Mechuber is not mukshul lekabel tumah. The Bar Tanura gives the second reason. He says two reasons why water in the flower pot is not considered mashal lekabel tumah. One reason is because the fruit is mechuber taka. But he gives a second reason. He says water, which is mechaber, is also not mashal kabbalton. Water, to be mashir, water has to be talush. The Mishnah in Machshirin has a case of a person who takes a bag of chitin and he puts it into the river because he wants it to stay moist. So that's not mashal kabbal tuma. Water in a river is not mashal. The Mishnah says when you pull it out, now the water gets disconnected. So there's a whole machlokes of dabashay miskaven is mashal kabbal tuma. But water that's mechuber is not mashal kabbal tuma. And that's about tenura. The water in the flower pot is mechuber lekarka. It's not mashal kabbal tuma. Zechav shleim is nama. This is lechayra raya keneged what we were saying. Here we see that even the water in the flower pot is considered mechobah. Where's the water? It's in the earth in the flower pot. And that's considered mechobah the karka. From here, the chayra we see, and the fikiyam nam san, this is the ikulamaisa, that whatever is in the flower pot is considered mechobah. It's not only this rhyme, it's the earth, even water in the earth, even water sitting on the plant, that's all considered mechobah the karka. And, that's his raya. I don't see a teretz on this raya. This raya seems to be a very stark raya. It's a raya from Rishonim, not a raya from the Gemara, but it's a raya from the Baruch Tanura and the Rash, the Rebbe Shimshon on Masechta Sotzin. And this raya seems to be a strong raya to Keneged Reb Chaya, say that the earth in the flower pot is considered to be Mechubah. Okay, this is the Inyan of Otzitz as far as here is concerned. We dealt with Otzitz for Gabi Shabbos and we're learning Dav Zayin. I'd like to introduce you to a separate Inyan which the Brichas Avraham brings here on Taisus. Which is an important Inyan in Hilchas Kinyanim. We asked the Kasha on Taisus, why aren't you kind of this rhyme with Kinyan Chatzah? If you buy the Otzitz, and presumably the earth with the Otzitz becomes yours, the Zrayim, you should be kinder with the Kinyan Chatzah. That was the Kasha. We had the Teretz of the Rav Shmuel. Bichas Avraham says, Lefi the Shachs Yisayid, in Simin Reish Beis, it's also answered. Let me tell you the Shachs Yisayid, and it's Shaychis to Mesechtas Gid. There's a Mishnah in Bava Metzia that says that if you have a house and you're renovating, you make a hole in the wall in the house and you find a treasure, you find money or jewelry hidden in the wall, Harieu Shalai, you're allowed to keep the money that you find in the wall. The assumption is it's there for a long time. So it doesn't belong to the previous owner, it belongs to the previous owner. It goes back. So if you find such things hidden in the wall, the Mishnah says that you're allowed to keep it. Frekt Taisus. Why are you allowed to keep it? The halach is Chatzeira Shal Adam Kainalai Shalai Midaita. A person's chatzer is the only kinyan you could have without das. You could be sitting here in Yeshiva and you own a house or a field that's 100 miles away, and if something if something of value lands in your chatzer, something hefker of value lands in your chatzer, you're kaivet chatzer shaladim kaivet shalabi daikad. So in Achidami, this treasure in the wall belongs to 10 owners ago when they were gayim there, you don't have to return it, but you bought the house from a yid. Why isn't it his? He was kainit. He owned the house before you. He was kainit. He was kainit with Kinyan Chatzah, even though he didn't know it exists. He was kainit with Kinyan Chatzah. This is the Kasha Taisus asked. What? So now, yeah, but I'm not kainit from him. He wasn't machnit to me. In other words, if I should trace it back to the last yid that I could find, that he was kainit. In Achinami, the Mishnah's assumption is that it's an Eretz Yisrael, and the treasure dates back to the Kanani and the Amairi, to them. But whichever yid I know owned it, he was kainit before me. And then he was a magnet to me. From a guy Zaveid, I could be kainit. Yid Zaveid, it's hidden in his wall, how am I kainit? So there are you have two terutzim. Tosfos teretz is that a person's chatzar is only kind of something that he would normally find in the process of time. Normally he would bump into it, he would find it. Something hidden, a chatzar is not kind of shleim yadayit, there's something hidden. That's Tosfos shita. However, the shita mechubetzas, and the Shach says this Misvaras Atzmai, they both say, a chatzar is only kind of something that comes into my chatzar. If I have a chatzar, and something arrives in my chatzar, it comes into my chatzar, then I'm kind of. But if something is in the chatzar at the time that I get the chatzar, that's not kinyan chatzar. Kinyan chatzar needs a maisa hachnasa to the chatzar. Something has to come into the chatzar. But she'enke, something which is already in the chatzar at the time I'm kind of, I can't be kind of that with kinyan chatzar. If I buy a house, and already in the house, there's metalphalim. I can't be kind of that with kinyan chatzar, because it didn't come into the chatzar, it was there with the chatzar when I got the chatzar.
When the person is sick, you don't have to be again on the
same spot. Good, I'm still going to get to that. Good. What? Oh, 1 second, good. One second. This is the kasha that has the shachet here. But this is the shach's yisayid. The shach's yisayid is that you can all, which is the shittu chubetzes, as you say, that chatzar is only kind of something that comes into my chatzar. Something which is already in the chatzar, the time I buy the chatzar, that's not kein chatzar. Chatzar needs a hachnasa l'chatzayroi. Now that it's already there, and the shach brings in a very nice raya from Kinyan Agav. What Kinyan Agav? Kinyan Agav is, I buy a house, and the person selling me the house is selling me the refrigerator, and the ovens, and the stove, and maybe the garbage cans, or some furniture. So agav, that I'm kind of the house, I'm kind of the furniture too. The Gemara in Mesechtas Kedushin declares, is agav kind of only tziburim b'saychai, only things in the chatzar, in the house? Or even things that are not in the house. So the Gemara has a shach. Sof the shach. How could it be a hava mina that kinyan agav only works things that are in my house or in my chatzar? If they're in my house anyway, I'm kind of a kinyan chatzar. Why do I need kinyan agav? If it's in my chatzar, I'm kind of a kinyan chatzar. Why is there a new thing of kinyan agav that's a burim b'saychai, things that are in it? Elamai says is a raya. Something that was in the house all along, or in the chatzar all along, I can't be kind of a kinyan chatzar when I get the chatzar. I can only be kind of it if it arrives in the chatzar after the chatzar is mine. This is the aside of the shach and siman reish beis of Katan Gimel, and the shita mekubetzes on daf chavav in Bava Mesia.
It's part of the house.
I mean, it's part of the house, like a brick of the house.
It's in the wall.
It's in a hole in the wall, just because I sealed it. I don't think anybody considers that to be the kufa kar. You say it's not makabel tumi. It won't be makabel tumi. It's makabel kar.
That's how it was.
All
right.
I like the imagination, but I don't think that's true. What? Oh, so this is the kasha. So first of all, the Brichas Avraham wants to use that to answer the Taptaisus. That why, when I'm kind of in Otzitz, I'm not kind of the Zroim with Kinyan Chatzar? Because the Zroim were in the Otzitz before I bought the Otzitz. If I'm buying the Otzitz with the Zroim, I can't be kind of the Zroim with Kinyan Chatzar or Kinyan Kli. So it was there already beforehand, it's not arriving in. But Shverikait, the Ketzais writes on this shach that it's Shver Mekamas Tugis B'Shas. That's what the Ketzais writes in Reish Beis Sifkot and Gimel. It's Kashin Mekamas Tugis and Shas. He doesn't say which Tugis. The Ketzais in Kuf Tzadik Ches Sifkot and Beis asks from Get. From Get, we had so many times that there are two ways to give a woman a Get, either in her hand or in her chatzar. And the Gemara says in the beginning of Perek HaZayrik, especially Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph also, that Kosov lo get, v'nosem b'chatzeirai, a man writes a get to a woman, puts it in his chatzar, Ek makta taha the chaser. She gets the chaser with the get. So the get in the chaser is kind of for her. So frekta, this kasha is asked by the Machne Ephraim and by the Ketzais. They said, what do you mean? All the cases of Gittin are all shver on the side of the Shach. Because all these cases, what's happening? It's Gita v'chatzera by Kechad. At the same moment that she gets her chatzah back, she gets her get. So if the get was there already. Or in the case of the Perek HaZayrik, it's a piece of karka which was Bishus HaBal. The Baal had a use of it. He puts the get there, Gita v'chatzera by Kechad. It becomes her chatzah, her get at one time. But the get is there beforehand. She gets it all in one shot. So the Eichon Kasha is a stira on the Shasi side. We see that even though it was there beforehand, it's also kaita. So this is now the Kasis itself is this Kasha. Because in the Kutsai the Kres the Kot Kres. The Stipler, Kibbutz Yaakov on Bava Metzias, Siddur Chav Zayin. He wants to be matzdik the shas for many sugis and shas. He goes through a lot of different sugis that are shver, and he wants to answer them. And one of the things he does, he goes through our kasha. Now he doesn't bring our kasha in the name of the ketzais. He brings it in the name of the Machne Ephraim, who also has the kasha. That it's shver this yisaid from here. That it's shver from get. We see the get is in the chotem beforehand, and it's still kind of to the isha. Zakt is stifler, it's no shverakite. According to the aside of the concise Nabdi Maluin, which we have many times, that get doesn't need kinyan. All get needs is the sina liyada. Needs the sina liyada, doesn't need a kinyan biyada. So Zakt is the stifler, the kasha doesn't begin. It's taka no kinyan, there's no kinyan chatzim. But it's in the sina liyada. It's in our hand. The chatzera is also yada. It's Ramais, it's in her chatzer. Ah, she's not kaida. Who cares if she's not kaida? The whole part of the ksais of the Abdim Luim was that you don't need a kinyan. All you need is in the sina to the rishus. So according to the ksais's teretz, you cite in Gita V'yadav and Kefa, it's very good. All you need is in the sina. So what bothered me is that the ksais himself asked the kasha, and he doesn't say this type of teretz. It bothered me this a little bit. If you remember when we talked about the Ketzais, we were bothered. The Ketzais says Nesina is good enough. And we were bothered that we know that if you give a woman a get and the paper blights the husband, it's a problem. So we said it works in two steps. There's a Nesina. With the Nesina, she gets a yad. And once she gets a yad, the paper becomes hers. If that's true, then the Stipler's Teretz falls away. No, because the Stipler is saying, you take it that time. Oh, yeah, it's in the Sina. But if there's no Kenyan, then the whole problem is going to be right, there's going to be a problem. So, what? I understand this time. But Shikasa is saying it a second time. But Akoponim, what the Yisrael wanted to share with you is the Shach, this is the Yisrael of Shach. Plus the this idea of the Shref from Gittin and this possible Derech to be Miashiv. Just to Agav, this is saying that you only kind of things, it's actually Tosis Teretz, you only kind of something you know about. A treasure, you have to know about it in order to be kind of. You don't know about it, you're not kind of. That's how Tosis asks. This, I had asked as a kasha on me, and something that I wrote in the Hakdamah to Reb Sholem's first Sefer on Rav Palm's Divrei Torah. I wrote there a maisa with somebody who was in a used bookstore, and he pulled out a used book, and he saw the $100 bill stuck into the book. The book cost less than $100. So it sounds like a good book to buy. Question is, are you allowed to buy it, or does the book belong to the owner of the used bookstore? So my assumption there was that the money belongs to the owner of the used bookstore, and that you're not allowed to take it. So there's a Chabura learning Chashim Mishpat in Lakewood. So they tighten it. That's not true. Because Tosfos says that a treasure that's hidden, that you're not aware of, but derech hateva, you won't be aware of it, so you're not kaidin. So the owner of the used bookstore, derech hateva, he's never going to find this. He doesn't read all the books in the store. So the money is not his, not his money at all. And you have a right to buy it. So when I was misupik then, a person always has a nature to say I was right. You know, so you always want to be machzik yourself. Maybe I'm wrong. But I tied it to them, it's taka true that the owner of the used bookstore wouldn't find the bederech hateva. But it's not like the money hidden in the wall. The money hidden in the wall stayed there for 100 years. This book eventually is going to be read. And bederech hateva, the money will be found by somebody. It's in a place where it'll be found. So they tied it, no, maybe it has to be found by the owner. I was saying no. So I found recently a tshuva, a similar story. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven owed Shimon $3. Nice to show you. It's a tshuva from the 60s. The $3 is maybe $10. He owed him $3. He said, you know, instead of $3, he said, I have a bunch of svarim. Used svarim. Some almana died. She gave me all the svarim. Some almana's husband died. She gave me all the svarim. And pick any sefer you want. So he went. He picked one old sefer. He took it home. And punked it. It was a tshuva sefer that had goes on the side. A while later, he realized that those Hagois, this sefer once belonged to the Chidah. And because in the front, the Chidah, in his handwriting, wrote it's his sefer. It's the same handwriting the Hagois. He went and he said the sefer's worth $1,000, a few thousand dollars. So he had the Shaila, it's not the same Shaila. Does he have to give the sefer back to the person who, the person in between? Or is it his sefer? He got it for $3. Right, to sell it for whatever he wants. Exactly the same shaila. Declare the same thing. It seems the person that sold it to him would have never learned the Haggais, would have never looked at it. It wasn't the type of person that would ever learn all these Haggais. And he writes that it's considered in a place where it's dark they could be found. And he says that the middle person is kind, which is similar to what I was saying over there with the sefer. So, and I can't resist telling you that I found that I was right. At least one of the athletes comes on the tshuva. Alright, I'll call him. This is in the Mishnah Halachas. Mishnah Hey, who's going to be under the sefer? Okay, we have to finish the daf for tomorrow, for Thursday. So make sure you put your time in. My idea is not for you to go through the last two blocks like, you know, as if you went through without your glasses on. You know, you should spend the time, move. It's a shift tomorrow, we're going to turn the page. We'll learn.